Thank you for listening to the Grace Chapel Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message by our senior pastor, Kurt Henn. For more information about our church, visit our website at gracechapel.cc or follow us on social media at Grace Chapel, Ohio.
Luke chapter 8, it begins this way. Soon afterwards, that is, after Jesus had dinner with Simon the Pharisee and the woman who was called a sinner, we unpacked that last week, he, that is Jesus, went on through the cities and villages proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others. Now, if you were with us during Easter time, you recognize those names. Those were the women who were the first witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. Verse 3 continues, who provided for them out of their means. That is, Jesus' earthly ministry was supported by the giving of those households, and both rich and poor are mentioned here. Verse 4, and when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable. Now, real quick, a parable is simply a story to teach a greater lesson. And so Jesus says this, verse 5, a sower went out to sow seed. Now, in Jesus' day, when a farmer was sowing seed, what he would do is he'd have a big pouch that he would put around his shoulder, and it had seed in it, and he would put his hand in it, and he would throw out the seed, and it was called broadcasting. And so the farmer would walk through a field, and he would just throw out that seed as broadly as possible, and that seed would fall on good soil, and that seed would fall on bad soil. And so verse 5 continues, as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. As he said these things, he called out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, it is for you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables. So seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. That is, listen, if you're willing to hear, you'll receive divine revelation. If not, this is just going to be a story to you. And so now Jesus explains the meaning of his parable, verse 11. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for those in the good soil, they are those who hear, who hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. And so Jesus says here, the seed is the word of God. And so if you're taking notes, would you write that down? The seed is the word of God. That is, it is power-packed. That is, it has great potential for life and blessing and fruit to abound in a person's heart, in a person's life that has allowed that seed to be planted within them. Well, as Jesus explains to us, he talks about four different types of soil, and he says those four different types of soil represent four different hearts. And so we're going to go back and unpack those. We're going to take a look at where Jesus identifies those soils, and then we're going to look at where he explains what those soils mean. And so the first soil that Jesus says is a hardened heart. So if you're taking notes, the first soil equals a hard heart. Let's take a look where Jesus identifies it in verse 5. He says this, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it." And so what Jesus is talking about with this path was the footpath. It was where everyone walked. And so that dirt was very compacted. It was very hard. And so the seed just kind of stayed on the surface. And so it was either trampled or it was taken away. Now take a look with me at verse 12. Jesus explains what this means. He says, "The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes along and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved." So listen, they hear the word, and the response to the word is they harden their hearts. They push back against what God is saying. And so after they harden their hearts, after they push back to whatever God is speaking to them, the devil comes in. And he takes away that word that is sown in that person's life. So we learn some things about Satan there. Number one, Satan is at work anytime the word is being proclaimed, anytime the word is being shared or preached or taught, Satan is right there. The second thing we learn about Satan is he believes in the power of God's word to change your life. The reason he takes that word away is he knows any connection with God's word will have an effect. And so he immediately, after a person pushes back, he wants to take that away so that that word has no chance of penetrating that hard heart. And he knows if it stays there, it ultimately will. And so listen, Satan is punctual. He's kind of Johnny on the spot. That is, he is at work when the word is preached. And so he stirs up people to respond with a hard heart. He stirs up pride in people's hearts, for example. You know, when the word is preached, people respond, you know what? I want to do what I want to do. You know, I don't want you telling me what to do. I don't want God telling me what to do. You know, I'm the boss of my life. Listen, I've got to decide what's best for me. I know what is best for me. I'm the master of my fate. You know, listen, I'm going to put my trust in people I can see that are super smart, you know, not in some dusty, crusty old Bible. You know, I can't put my faith in that. Or listen, he'll come and he'll put fear in people's hearts. He'll stir up fear. And so people think, you know, if I'm open to God, then God might make me do something I don't want to do. You know, he might send me to Africa and I have to live in a hut and eat bugs. And, you know, maybe I'll lose my freedom if I open myself up to God. Well, listen, let me just say this real quick. God loves you. He made you. He has given you the talents and the gifts that you have. So listen, when you open yourself up to God, you actually enter in to the person you were created to be. You will be most fulfilled when you step into God's plan for your life. The other way that Satan will harden a heart is through bitterness. That is, listen, when we hold on to hurt, we close our heart to the voice of God, and we actually tune in to what the devil is saying to us. And he says stuff like this, "God, why? You know, why is this happening? Why are you allowing this? Listen, God, if you're so good and you're so powerful, then what in the world's going on here? Why did you make me this way? Why are you allowing this to happen in the world, in my life?" Listen, God's word has answers for all of that, but people push back against that. They close their hearts to it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to receive it. Well, the second soil that Jesus talks about is a withered heart. So the second soil equals a withered heart. So if you're taking notes, the second soil is a withered heart. Take a look at verse 6. Jesus says this, "And some fell on the rock, and it grew up, and it withered away because it had no moisture." Now, the rock that Jesus is referring to is the fact that in Israel, most of it has an underlying bedrock of limestone. And so in certain places, the topsoil in Israel is only a couple inches thick. And so listen, a seed goes into that soil, and the soil is so thin, it gets so warm, that seed springs up quickly, but it's not able to have roots, and therefore it's not able to get moisture, and so it withers away and dies. Now, Jesus explains what he means by this in verse 13. Take a look. "And the ones on the rock are those, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, they fall away." That is, listen, this person hears the word, and they respond with great enthusiasm, but it doesn't last. That is, listen, the seed was good. There was a warm environment. There was a joyful response to the word. It was received well. That wasn't the problem. The problem, Jesus says, was there was a lack of moisture. And so when we think about what is it that waters the word, when we think about the rivers of the water of life, what are we talking about? We are talking about the operation of the Spirit of God. That is, it is the Holy Spirit that waters the Word of God in our hearts. That is, it is the Spirit of God and the Word of God that brings someone to faith and causes them to grow into full maturity in Christ. And so the question comes, what are some evidences of lack of moisture? Well, there are a lot, but let me just identify a few. For example, having information about God, but not truly knowing God. That is, there are a lot of people who have information about God, they have information about church, they know all the right things, and yet they have never experienced the real power and love of God in their lives. That is, they can give you all the right answers, they can fill in the blanks for you. It is information without transformation. The other thing that we see is some people have emotional experiences without humility. That is, ultimately, they get moved at a concert, or they get moved by a message that is preached, but it ultimately doesn't last in their life. And so Jesus is saying, you know what? Something is missing in the mix. And so how is it that a person can be so pumped for Jesus, they can be so pumped for church, they're so into it, and then, you know, in a month or in a year or a decade or whatever the time frame is, they walk away and they're gone? How does that happen? And listen, we see this in our local churches. We experience this in the lives of people that we know in our lives. And we see it on the national and international scene. It's really vogue today to see Christian artists and Christian writers and preachers and missionaries, people that have this genuine faith with God that are now walking away with Jesus. And listen, I don't question their sincere faith, their sincere experience, and given what Jesus says here, he doesn't either. And so they have this sincere walk, and then all of a sudden they walk away and they say now they're more compelled by secular academia, and somehow, you know, they don't see how biblical morality, you know, is relatable to our modern world. It's just too narrow. It doesn't fit. It's too judgmental. It's too unloving. And so listen, they have this excited walk with the Lord, and then they walk away. What is going on there? Well, Jesus says there is a connection problem. There's something missing in the connection with the Spirit of God in their life. So that real experience they had, where that word was implanted in them, where that life was implanted in them, listen, it ultimately fades. It ultimately withers because it doesn't have any moisture. It ultimately dies. Well, the next soil that Jesus identifies is a distracted heart. So if you're taking notes, the third soil equals a distracted heart. Let's take a look at what Jesus says here in verse 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And so again, Jesus explains this. Take a look at verse 14. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and their fruit does not mature. And so this word falls on fertile soil. It is good soil. And listen, it grows, and it grows well, but all of a sudden, it runs into some competition. All of a sudden, there are some things, there are some weeds that grow up with it, and that growth, that spiritual life is stunted. It is stopped. It is choked. And those things are the cares of the world, the riches of this life, the pleasures of this life. Listen, the cares of this world, fear, worry, anxiety. Listen, when we allow that to be in our hearts, when we allow that to grow in our hearts, it chokes the life out of us. It stunts our growth, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and a sound mind. It is impossible to please God without faith. We must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. And so, listen, fear, worry, anxiety, it chokes our life. The riches of the world, you know, when we allow things like success or money or power, just stuff, to get too big in our heart, to get too important in our heart, it chokes our life. Or when we allow pleasure to be that which we seek, that we're looking for some kind of charge, we're looking for some kind of life in ourselves from some kind of pleasure. You know, we live for sex, or we live for vacation, or you know what, we live for shopping, or we live for thrills, or whatever you fill it in with your thing. When that gets out of balance, it chokes our life. And listen, if you're a believer, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can feel it when those things are choking your life. Well, listen, the last soil that Jesus identifies is a willing heart. Take a look at what He says here. The fourth soil is a willing heart. Verse 8, Jesus says this, and some fell into good soil and grew and yielded a hundredfold. That is, the seed in a good soil has a return, has an increase of a hundredfold. Now again, Jesus explains this in verse 15. As for that in the good soil, they are those who are hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. That is, Jesus says, whatever investment we make, and allowing the word to be planted in our hearts and allowing it to become a part of us and allowing it to be a part of what we are living out in our lives. It has a hundredfold blessing in this life and in the next. The return that we get from the effort is a hundredfold increase of whatever we put in comes back out. That is, we get blessed and we are able to bless others, not only in this life, but God even recognizes it in heaven. It builds rewards for us in heaven. Well, listen, this is what Jesus is saying to us. Open your heart. Hear God. Let his voice have its best and fullest effect in your life.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this message. For more sermons like this, visit us online at gracechapel.cc.